Good morning, this is John Reed, Planning for Life, Life and Financial Planning Consultants from Helps in North Yorkshire. This is my market perspective for Monday, the 8th of November 2010. I just really want to add to some of the stuff I talked about in my commentary, my midweek commentary last Friday, when I did a review of what had happened in the US. But quickly, before I look at what actually happened in the markets last week, as you probably know, they were substantially up across the board, with the states being up around 3%, the same sort of figures, possibly slightly less, around 2%, 2.5% for Europe, and a wide range of increases in Asia-Pacific, ranging from Hong Kong up 7.5%, China up 5%, India up 4%, and Malaysia, the lowest, up just 0.4%. And all that was brought about by the Fed's announcement of further quantitative easing due to take place over the next 4 or 5 months or so. I think that we need to treat all this with a certain amount of caution. Yes, it's a good short-term fix, but actually what is happening is that the Fed, I believe, are treating the symptoms, not the problem itself. And as I hinted at in that midweek commentary last week, the problem is debt. This is a balance sheet recession. We are all over-indebted, both governments, consumers, and to a certain extent businesses, but not so much. And until that debt gets reduced to reasonable levels, not much is going to happen. Consumers in particular are going to carry on trying to reduce their debt levels and also to rebuild their balance sheets by saving. And if they're reducing debt and saving, it means they're not spending. And all the indicators point to what Justin Urquhart Stewart this morning so succinctly described as low, slow Western growth for a number of years to come. And so I think we need to beware of substantial rises in stock markets, although that is obviously one of the intentions of the Fed, using liquidity to increase asset prices. Asset prices generally tend to feed into increased consumer confidence, which generally leads to further growth. And the other issue I think we need to be aware of globally is the impact of what is in effect a US currency devaluation brought on by QE2. And playing the currency game is always very risky and has unintended consequences, or maybe they're not unintended. But one currency's weakness means another currency's strength. And if that country is an exporting country, then it makes life difficult for that country. The currency game is a zero-sum game. No one, or not everyone, can all win. Someone gains, someone loses. And I think the impact of the US currency devaluation, not that they're calling that of course, but the impact of that devaluation could be significant on other parts of the world. So food for thought in all this, and I think we need to be a little bit cautious of recent market rallies. And as I mentioned last week, the way these cycles play out after a balance sheet recession is a long period of slow growth with volatile markets and a long phase of sideways movement. And of course that doesn't mean say you can't make money on the stock market. Yes, you can. But it's going to need a much more sophisticated approach than we've seen in the past. I've emphasised it before and I'll emphasise it again. It's in this sort of situation that you need to have it's important to have a balanced and a very multi-asset class portfolio, not just limited to cash, bonds and stocks, but encompassing alternative asset classes to protect your portfolio against the ongoing macroeconomic risks. So I don't want to sound depressing on this Monday morning. In fact, I don't think I am being depressing. But I think it's important that we are realistic and we don't go diving into the market just on the back of 2 months of consistent positive returns. Sure, there are some good signs around, but there are a lot of issues in the background that still need to be dealt with. And I think we'll see this coming to the fore at the G20 summit coming up, where the global imbalances, which we highlighted back in the middle of the last decade as being a probable cause of market turbulence, are still around, still need to be dealt with. Anyway, that's it for this week. Have a good week. Please note that nothing in this commentary should be regarded as advice. Planning for Life cannot be held responsible for the outcome of any action taken based on this commentary. If advice has not been sought beforehand, you should contact Planning for Life on 01439770105 or through our website, www.planningforlife.org, or your professional advisors before taking any action relating to your personal finances. Planning for Life is authorised and regulated by the Financial Services Authority. Our number is 448184. Thank you. Goodbye.